But this is very important. Imagine a man, he has the duty to warn everybody that the bridge is out. Instead of going straight to hurry up and get there where the bridge is out, he takes a detour and go get drunk first. And then he wakes up out of his wine and he runs up there with a bullhorn. Hey, the bridge is out, people, and already fell off the cliff in their cars and buses and trucks. And he can barely stand up. When it's time to warn people, you have to be a watchman. Now, the disaster's coming. So, the Lord has given us the heads up. For from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. They're so wicked, God just said, okay, be wicked. From the prophet, even unto the priest, everyone deals falsely. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Now that's audacity right there. You're going to be all right. And they living for Beelzebub. They living a wicked life. If people don't, you can't have it both ways. You, if you live for the world, it's going to cost you everything. Don't you know, when people go to hell, they don't own anything. They don't even own them. Hell owns them. They don't. God don't own them. They have nothing to do with God. They're told that that's the worst part of hell. It's not the fire. It's being disconnected from God. See, here on earth, you still have a measure of God around you by people living the life of God. That holds the disaster back. People living according to the love of God. That's what holds everything back. Paul told Timothy, he that now letteth will let. That's the people of God, guided by the Holy Spirit, behaving like a priest and a king, stopping the works of darkness, preaching the gospel, helping people go forward. This is what holds it back. I know what I'm talking about. And the Lord had to raise up people to show people what's ahead. Because people would say, well, Lord, you didn't tell, you raised up people to get us healed and saved, but you didn't tell us that this was going to happen. Yes, he did. And people, when you hear something that's not, that your pastor don't preach, that don't mean it's not relevant. You take it to the Lord in prayer. Right is right. See, verse 14 happened because everybody went dark. Verse 15, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore shall they fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. You got pastors committing adultery nowadays. Pastors given to falsehood. Verse 16, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths when they walk right before the Lord. Where is the good way? And walk therein. The good way. And ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. I set a watchman over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. The man blowing reveille for you to get up and get ready, and you go back to sleep. Therefore hear ye nations, verse 18, and know, O great congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring upon this people even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. To what purpose cometh there to me incense from Sheba, and sweet cane from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, your sacrifices, nor your sacrifices sweet unto me. Therefore thus saith the Lord, behold, I will lay stumbling blocks before this people, and the fathers and the sons together shall fall upon them. The neighbor and his friend shall perish. Thus saith the Lord, a people cometh from the north country, and a great nation shall be raised from the sides of the earth. They shall lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel. They have no mercy. Their voice roareth like the sea, and they ride upon horses, set in array as men for war against thee, O daughter of Zion. We have heard the fame thereof. Our hands wax feeble. Anguish has taken hold on us, and pain as of a woman in travail. Go not forth into the field, nor walketh by the way, for the sword of the enemy and fear is on every side. O daughter of my people, gird thee with sackcloth, and wallow thyself in ashes. Make thee mourning as for an only son. Most bitter lamentation, for the spoil shall suddenly come upon us. Now watch this. I have set thee for a tower and a fortress among my people, that thou mayest know and try thy way. They are all grievous revolters, walking with slanders. They are brass and iron. They are all corruptors. The bellows are burned. The lead is consumed of the fire. The founder melteth in vain. You know, they're making weapons in vain. For the wicked are not plucked away. They can't win. Reprobate silver shall men call them, because the Lord has rejected them. Remember something. In the battle of Babylon, when Babylon took over Jerusalem and many other countries, he was probably one of the weakest kings out there, but God was with him. See, that last verse, reprobate silver shall men cause them, because God has rejected them. When God is not with you, and he raised up an enemy to take you down, it doesn't matter what you have. God has a protocol for the wicked. So what you see on earth, wicked men rising up, they got their day coming. The people of God that know the Lord, they will be strong and do exploits now. They will be strong. God is with them. God, the real church is protected by God. The real church hold things back. God has a protocol for the living. He predestined them to salvation. They can't be destroyed. I can't be destroyed. If a man killed me, I can't be destroyed. If I get hit by a car or swept away in a hurricane, I still can't be destroyed. I'm alive. Paul said, to live is Christ, to die is gain. Now, the purpose of all this, when to those who trust to be lukewarm, neither hot or cold, that's dangerous. And God has a protocol for people who walk on the outskirts of the kingdom of God. That's dangerous. And if they don't get it, don't act like Eli's sons. Don't be rejected by God. See, repentance comes from the Holy Spirit. If people don't have a mind to live for Jesus and repent, the enemy will take them down, because God has a protocol against the wickedness of men. And the people that God raised up, God has a protocol. And, you know, everybody that partake of the ministries that help people become savvy, Holy Ghost savvy, God is going to bless you for being such a student. If God is raising somebody up to fill a void, you need it. But the modern Christian mind, you know, if they have success in one area, they may not listen to others. They may not listen. A lot of people are like that. A lot of good people are that way. But see, the day is here. When you don't just need what God gave you, you need what God is giving. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Whoever God is raising up, you need what they have to say. If you love God and you do His word, you want more of Him, all you have to do is, Lord, guide me to who I need to be listening to. And He'll give you wisdom. Not to mention, many of you who listen to these broadcasts are capable of many things because you're focused on the Lord. So I want to say this, and I want it to be very clear. God has a protocol for the living. So if you love God and you seek Him and you're interested in doing the things of God, then take serious what God has given you to do. If He called you to be a watchman, be that watchman. Now, when He told Jeremiah, He made him a watchman. Let's see, what verse was that? Verse 27. He's talking to Jeremiah. I've set thee for a watchman, for a tower and a fortress among my people, that they may know and try their way. Wait, is that the one? He said, well, He set him for a tower and a fortress among my people, that thou mayest know and try their way. See, it's very important to take your place. Sometimes the Lord work with people and call them to ministries, call them to greater things. You know, just like the apostolic office. Most people that I know that are called to that office, they put on their tennis shoes and run the other way. They don't want to walk in what God give you. Whatever God give you, walk in. Get the protocol that comes with it. Be faithful so that the anointing won't be hindered. And work while it's day. The Lord said in verse 17, I also set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. It's very, if God called you to be a watchman, you don't want blood on your hands. You want to be warning people. If He sent you to tell people the bridge is out, make sure you get there before the disaster happens, before people drive off the cliff. It's not about, well, people ain't going to believe in me. No, warn who you can. And if they won't listen, that's their blood is on them. God told Ezekiel that. I know people don't, they'll judge things before they read it. That's foolishness on their part. But don't let it be your fault. Warn who you can. Warn who God send you to, like I do. All the things I ran into, I know people, He raised me up to do this because He wants people to obey Him. We're strong when we're in obedience. And if you're not obeying God, you can't see the size of a ministry. You can't see how far it goes. Every life you touch, that person touch others. So you got to be faithful as fast as you can. God has a protocol for the wicked. So everybody that's encouraged not to be wicked and to be faithful, they step out of that protocol. They step out of the world of the damned into life. And that's what we want. So broadcasts like these, they're necessary to wake people up. Those that love God, they need to be woke up to do God's will. Those that are in danger need to wake up and get out of danger. Those that are in life need to stay alert so that and live with their eyes in their head and their ears open to the heart of God so that they can do all that's in God's heart and continue that path of the living protocol that God has given. Finish the vision that God gives you. I wrote this. I'm going to I read it again. I read it sometimes. I keep it right here where I end with this one. The Lord said something to me. He said, to finish a vision of the Lord, you must. These are seven things you must do. Believe God, honoring him by your faith. Number two, love God more than the vision. Love God more than the vision he give you. That's number two. Number three, trust the Lord completely throughout the process. Change when God changed. Do what God does. Receive what he gives you about what you're doing. Number four, hear him out, noticing his voice over the voices of doubt and unbelief. Don't let the voices of doubt and unbelief slow you down. Lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets you, so to speak. Number five, enjoy God's presence. Enjoy his presence. Number six, see, if you enjoy his presence, he can easily give you might if you need might. He can easily give you counsel if you need counsel. He can easily give you wisdom, understanding, knowledge, or whatever instruction you need if you enjoy his presence. Number six, receive revelation from him and believe it. That's when people don't receive revelation sometimes, then other people are entering in and tell you how to do it wrong. And then you get confused. I asked the Lord, I said, well, Lord, what is it when a person's confused? He said, when people are confused, they don't know what to trust. So receive revelation from him. That can solve confusion problems. And the last one, number seven, contend for the faith. See it through with patience, protecting your dedication. If you're dedicated on Tuesday, protect your dedication so you can be dedicated on Wednesday, all the way to next Tuesday and next Wednesday. And then the next Tuesday to the next Wednesday. Keep your dedication rolling on. Now, these seven things, these are something that you continually do throughout the duration of the vision. You must do these things. You must believe God, honoring him by your faith, love God more than the vision, trust the Lord completely throughout the process, hear him out, noticing his voice over the voices of doubt and unbelief, enjoy his presence, receive revelation from him, contend for the faith, see it through with patience, protecting your dedication. Now, this last statement that God gave, now this is very interesting. He said, many Christians allow their vision to die because they do not do these things. Consider these things. I want people to enjoy the living protocol and come out of danger and avoid the protocol of the wicked. And what God will give us is very key to that happening. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. He'll always keep you wary of what's going on. He'll keep you he'll keep you savvy. You'll be Holy Ghost savvy, and you can live in Holy Ghost agreement. You'll have covenant laughter, and you'll be covenant appropriate. In full agreement, a covenant appropriate means that you're in full agreement with God and you're so yielded to him that he'll give you the precise thing to say at the most perfect time to say it. Imagine that. You're always covenant appropriate. And the joy will rise up in you. You'll have that covenant laughter. There's no laughter like covenant. The next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.